So you, these are a very, very rich description of how the mind, how awareness can integrate and unfold through meditation practice. And I know sometimes people, when they hear these descriptions, they sort of feel, well, I don't have access to them. You know, it kind of puts them off. You know, it can all seem a bit distant. But Sangha actually himself has maintained that with regular meditation practice and living, you know, a fairly simple life on retreat, the first two dhyanas, first two jhanas, are actually quite easy of access. So that's an interesting thought for you. I mean, not that you sit down to try and force yourself into those states. You just do the meditation. But it could be that this, your meditation will unfold in this way. The really important thing to get hold of is not whether you're in this jhana or that jhana or anything like that, or to get fixated about all that. What's really being indicated here, what we need to get hold of, is that if we're going to make spiritual progress along the Buddhist path, consciousness, mind, awareness, heart, whatever you want to call it, needs to intensify, needs to concentrate, needs to expand, needs to radiate. It needs to be bright with positive emotion. We need that kind of consciousness where there is focus and depth and breadth and presence, and, you know, real positivity, loving kindness, contentment, generosity, clarity. We need those things. Flexibility of mind, an open mind. We need that. Because it's this quality of mind that's required if we're to see deeply into the nature of reality. If we're to see deeply into the nature of reality. Buddhist tradition is quite strong in maintaining you can't see reality directly, face to face, just through thinking about it, just through nutting it out, just through doing philosophy, even Buddhist philosophy. Reflection is very important. Study of Buddhist literature and Buddhist texts is very important. Turning this stuff over in your mind is very important. But that needs to happen within this, you know, brilliant, concentrated, expanded, flexible consciousness, so it can actually go in. So it can stick, so it can actually do something, so that you can actually take it. Because sometimes the truths you ponder, like, for example, death and impermanence, are really, you know, it's strong stuff and strong medicine. You've got to be robust to be able to take that, to really take it in. You know, so many examples of creative geniuses in the West, artists, poets, philosophers, basically going bonkers because they try to confront reality without, you know, working on their mind. In a way, they've tried to do the smash and grab raid on the absolute. You know, great, you know, salutation to them. They open up so much. But, I mean, it can really unhinge you, this stuff. So you need to develop this broad, deep, concentrated, integrated consciousness in order to see things as they really are, to see deeply into the nature of reality. Because it's seeing into the nature of reality that leads to nirvana, that leads to liberation. And on Friday, it's got work day tomorrow, I want to look at some verses that describe the nature of reality. But let's just finish today's study with just a few of these verses from the section on mindfulness again. Mindfulness is the way to the deathless. Unmindfulness, the way to death. Those who are mindful do not die, whereas the unmindful are like the dead. Knowing the distinction of mindfulness, the spiritually mature rejoice in mindfulness and take delight in the sphere of the noble ones. Absorbed in superconscious states, recollected and ever exerting themselves, those wise ones realize nirvana, the unsurpassed security. Whoever is energetic, recollected, pure in conduct, considerate, self-restrained, of righteous life and mindful, the glory of such a one waxes exceedingly. By means of energy, mindfulness, self-restraint and control, Let the man of understanding make for himself an island that no flood can overwhelm. Out of their evil understanding, the spiritually immature abandon themselves to unmindfulness. The man of understanding guards mindfulness as his chief treasure.